It's time to talk politics with Deputy Labor Leader Calvin Davis.
Yes, that's right. We're now joined by Deputy Leader Calvin Davis. Kia ora, Calvin. How are you going?
Kia ora, very well, thank you.
Got you there. Having a good week so far?
Oh, it's been a good week, yeah.
Been a good week?
Pretty busy. It's good to be back in the north in Kaitaia. I haven't been home for a fair while, so it's good to be here.
Oh, are you up north currently?
Yes, I am.
Oh, fantastic. How are negotiation plans going?
Well, look, there's not a lot to tell, really. As we know, Winston has said that he wants to wait until the special votes are counted, some 380,000 of them, and I think that happens by October the 7th. Mm-hmm. So in terms of us and the Labor Party, we're just sort of sorting out our negotiating team. Jacinda announced myself and herself at this stage, but we'll have a few others join us. Yeah, so there's not a lot of news on that front, really. We're just biding our time, and you know, we'll see what happens probably next week sometime.
Absolutely. I saw rumours that the Labor are potentially going to be bringing in Annette King and Michael Cullen. Can you give any sort of information on that?
Oh, well, like you say, you've heard rumours, and then no doubt there'll be more rumours floating around. Jacinda will announce who our team is in due course. You know, I'm not going to make any sort of announcements.
I mean, would these people be quite useful for Labor?
Oh, I'm sure whoever we get into our negotiating team will be useful to Labor. So, you know, that's really where I need to leave it, because I'm not going to sort of talk about rumours and speculation.
Okay, all good. Realistically, how do you think Labor's chances are looking at this stage?
Oh, they're looking pretty good, you know, as good as the Nationals, I have to say. You know, MMP does this. It's no longer a first-past-the-post system where the party with the most votes on the night gets to form the government. If they, 54% of people voted for a change, you know, and it's the MMP environment. So, you know, we'll go into these negotiations in good faith, and we'll just have to see how it all pans out from there. You know, and like I say, there's not really a lot that we can talk about in terms of the negotiations, because they haven't started.
I mean, in terms of looking at policies that Labor have in common with New Zealand First, what do you think are potentially going to be talking points here?
Well, we've been going through both our policies and their policies, looking for alignment, and there are a number of things that we will align on. Certainly, forestry is one. You know, I don't think forestry policy is really going to be the telling factor in any negotiations, and there'll be others as well. They wanted an increase in police numbers. We were looking at an increase in police numbers. Our numbers differ, but you know, again, I doubt if we'll form the next government on the basis of police numbers. But we're just looking through our policies and their policies and seeing where they align. And you know, each spokesperson has been asked to have a look through their portfolio roles.
So what sort of policies do you think you are going to be forming a government on?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, obviously financial policies and economics, I guess, they'll be important. You know, it just depends, really. I mean, what sort of government do we want? What sort of country do we want? The issues that we'll be talking about, as you know, Labor's very strong on housing affordability and the homelessness situation, reducing poverty, you know, education and health, and I'm sure there'll be areas there where we find common ground. But you know, we won't really be discussing particular policies or negotiating on media calls. So you know, those are the values that we hold dear and the things we want to change, and we have to see how it pans out with New Zealand First.
Are there any major areas where Labor are willing to make some big compromises?
Oh, look, I won't be saying that sort of thing on the radio station now. I'm not sure. It's not until we really get together as a negotiating team that we'll work out, where we want to go. And that's all for part of the negotiations.
Right. I saw Winston said before the election that he is not a fan of the royalties on water use. Is this something that Labor would compromise on?
Like I say, that those sorts of discussions will happen during the negotiation period, and you know, we'll the first people we'll be talking to about it, aside from ourselves, will be those in the New Zealand First team, rather than, you know, talking about them publicly now, you know, whatever the issue may be. And we don't know what they're going to raise, and, you know, we just have to wait and see. But like I say, none of those negotiations have started at all.
Right. So would you rule out any compromise on the water use royalties?
We can go down this track, but I'll just keep repeating what I'm saying is that I'm not going to start talking about negotiating points, in the media. That's something that our negotiating teams will talk about when the time comes.
All right. So Labor are keeping any sort of discussions separate from the Greens at this stage. Is there any potential for that to come together a little bit later down the track?
I don't know if what you're saying is true, that we're keeping things from the Greens. There has been communication between the Greens and Labor at a certain level, but it's really just early stages yet, connecting between our back office and their back office at
right.
this stage.
What sort of communication has been going on there?
Oh, like I say, our back office and their back office have been talking, and again, you know, you won't get anything out of me as in terms of specifics.
Right. Winston Peters says that he said, I believe last night, that a big thing he would demand is a promise that a coalition partner has got a grasp of economic reality. Is Labor still ruling out a position for Winston as finance minister?
I'm not going to tell you what we're ruling in and ruling out.
Okay.
Those discussions will happen in due course.
Stephen Joyce said that negotiating with Winston isn't about personality, but that's quite debatable. I mean, he said that it's how you put together a government for New Zealand. Do you think that there's an importance of personal relationships here?
It doesn't matter what you're talking about, whether it's politics or your neighbours across the road in your street. Relationships are really important. So, I think it has to be a fine mixture of both relationships and the sort of country we want New Zealand to become in the future. I mean, we certainly don't want the country to continue to drift like we have for the last 9 years. We don't want the next 3 years to be, just like the last nine. So, you know, if New Zealand First agrees with that, then you know, we've got some grounds for moving forward. Relationships and policy, I think they're both important. It's not an either-or situation.
Are you going to be utilising your own strong relationship with Peters here? I mean, how strong is your relationship with him?
Well, people keep saying, Calvin, you've got strong relationships with Winston, and I'm thinking, okay, well, what do people actually know? Winston and I are both from the north.
Right.
I've got immense respect for him. I obviously know Shane Jones and his team, have good collegial relationships with other New Zealand First MPs, but whether that has an impact in negotiations or not, I don't know. But the most important thing is that we treat each other with respect and go in with an open mind.
Absolutely. Moving on, was it a bit unexpected, the losses of the Māori Party? I mean, was it a bit of a shock?
No, not really. The writing was on the cards in the 2014 election when we won 6 of the 7 Māori seats.
Mm-hmm.
The Māori voters have spoken and their decision needs to be respected. We had a strategy. Part of our strategy was to go off the list at the time. Everyone criticised Andrew Little, saying that Andrew Little had told us to go off the list. Well, that's not true. It was our decision. He wasn't particularly happy, but he texted me to say, well done, your strategy worked. At the same time, there were two of us who were still on the list, myself and Tamati Coffey. And so the people in Wairakei still had a choice to actually give Labour the party vote and Te Ororua the candidate vote, but they decided not to. They preferred Tamati. And, people have got to respect that, and it's been quite disappointing to see some of the, basically the hatred from a small section of Māoridom and the Māori Party towards what the people, the Māori voters have decided they want. And we're really pleased to have 13 Māori MPs in our Labour caucus, 7 Māori seat winners and 6 others. And the big thing is to realise that these our caucus, we can say Māori MPs first or not, but we've also, you know, let's look at the skills they bring. We've got the Deputy Mayor of Wellington. We've got a district councillor from the far north who's also a lawyer. We've got another lawyer with an amazing background in corporate law. We've got an early childhood business owner and, you know, runs an early childhood centres. We've got Tamati as a TV personality. You know, so we've got all this broad range of skills, which is just as important as the fact that we happen to be all Māori.
Absolutely. So yesterday you did hold the first Labour Māori caucus meeting. How did that shape up? Like, what are some of the priorities you're looking at here?
Well, really, our first meeting was just an acknowledgement of everyone and congratulations. Right. We're actually meeting on Monday to start moving forward and looking ahead as to, you know, what are our priorities and where we need to go. So, you know, meeting number one on Tuesday was really for about 20 minutes, and it was just covering the basics and making sure everyone was comfortable. They know that they can come to me and the other senior MPs such as Nanaia Mahuta if they, you know, need help, or, you know, basically everyone's just trying to get their feet under their desks and come to grips with the job. The 6 new MPs had induction week. So that was sort of really their priority, is get through the induction and find out actually what are the expectations and the roles they need to play in the parliamentary side of things before we get into the party side of stuff.
Don Brash did make some comments this week on the Māori seats. He went head-to-head with Willie Jackson on the AM show. How do you respond to his statements that he said that the Māori seats have outlived their usefulness?
Well, look, the Māori seats were foisted upon Māori back in the 1860s as a way to control Māori voting, make sure Māori didn't have too much influence. We've become quite fond of the Māori seats, and they've grown to 7 now, and now we have non-Māori again trying to control the way Māori vote. And well, how do I respond? I just respond by saying nothing, because I really don't care for his opinion. You know, I was in a debate with Don Brash about a month ago, where I told the story that's been retold up here in the north a number of times, that the Treaty of Waitangi is like a bridge between two banks of a river. On one side of the river, a Māori, on the other side, were a Pākehā. And the question was, who's crossed over that bridge to the other side of the river the most? And it's been Māori. We've crossed over, we've learnt the language, we've learnt customs and everything. How many times have people from the other bank moved into the Māori world and know our language and customs and things like that?
Absolutely.
And I said, look, Don, we welcome you over onto our side. And would you like to come over to our side of the bank of the river, you know, cross over the bridge? And he just went quiet. Now, until we have a free flow of New Zealanders crossing that bridge and living in each other's world and knowing each other's language and customs and the way we do things, you know, Don Brash can just, you know, stick his opinions as far as I'm concerned. When he can walk comfortably in my world as I can in his world, well, then we could maybe sit down and have that conversation. But until then, don't even bother, Don, because what he's wanting is for us to assimilate into his world and to put our world behind us. And that, you know, I just totally refuse to do that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Calvin.
Cool. It's my pleasure.
Have a good week.
Okay, take care. Bye.
That was Calvin Davis from the Labour Party. The Wire.